Welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online Today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at fasting imparts a switch to alternative daily pathways in the liver and muscle. And finally, a story about spinal stenosis and frailty. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to HealthBeat podcast number 662, recorded February 8th, 2019. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. Various versions of intermittent fasting diet appear to have weight loss benefits. A new study investigating why they work concludes that circadian rhythms are key. As its name implies, intermittent fasting involves eating nothing for extended periods of time. Recently, a group of scientists at the University of California, Irvine, investigated the impact of fasting on our circadian clock. This recent study, published in the journal Cell Reports, reveals that fasting affects peripheral circadian clocks in the liver and skeletal muscle. Fasting operates by influencing the circadian clock and fasting-sensitive transcription factors, thereby cooperatively achieving fasting-specific temporal gene regulation. The study concluded that fasting imposes specialized dynamics of transcriptional coordination between the clock and nutrient-sensitive pathways, thereby achieving a switch to fasting-specific temporal gene regulation. As always, discuss all nutritional recommendations with your qualified healthcare provider. Surf to our show notes for links. The European Spine Journal recently published a study to investigate the prevalence of frailty in patients with symptomatic lumbar spinal stenosis and a propensity score match control group, and to analyze the association between symptomatic lumbar spinal stenosis and frailty. This study group included two groups. One consisting of patients with symptomatic lumbar spinal stenosis, known as the LSS group, and the other including healthy elderly subjects without degenerative spinal disease, also referred to as the control group. The study concluded that the present study highlights a strong association between symptomatic lumbar spinal stenosis and frailty. Furthermore, symptom severity and disability caused by lumbar spinal stenosis are significantly related to frailty. Therefore, early detection and appropriate treatment for frailty in patients with lumbar spinal stenosis is important. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Deepak Chopra. Gratitude opens the door to the power, the wisdom, the creativity of the universe. You open the door through gratitude. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Iglow.